The Book of Bamidbar is a book which spans 40 years. It starts off geographically with the Jews standing by Mount Sinai and ends up with them standing right by the border, poised to enter the land of Israel. It's a book primarily which tells us a story, which tells us a narrative, tells us what happened over those years. But every now and again in the book, there's also laws which are introduced. To me, it's particularly interesting to see where a law is introduced. And the challenge is to try to figure out how that law is connected to the narrative. In this week's portion, which is the last portion in the book, the law of someone who kills accidentally is introduced. On the one hand, one can say that any accident, indicates a lack of responsibility. Accidents happen. However, the message of the Torah is that an accidental death is not something that we can simply ignore. The person who, through their negligence, caused another person to die bears responsibility. Perhaps on some level this is connected to the very first taking of life, when Cain kills Hevel, and he has to leave, he has to go into exile, he has to wander. The person who kills, and again I stress even by accident, or especially by accident, needs to leave and can't stay home. Something profound has happened. The person dies of natural causes, this tum'ah, there's some kind of impurity which has entered into the world. The accidental death, the negligence, causes a whole other set of laws. Of course, the person who kills deliberately, premeditated, that's a whole other story. That obviously is even worse. So perhaps now, as we're about to enter land, and we're speaking of armies, and where we have weapons, perhaps in such a society, or such a time and place, it would be easier or more understandable if accidents happen. So, as I said, perhaps it's interesting that right here this is stressed. Although it's interesting when we look at the last three books of the Chumash, Vayikra, Bamidbar, and Devarim, we notice an emphasis of certain laws. As I said, specifically the end of Bamidbar, and perhaps the middle of Vayikra, and the entire book of Devarim. The rabbis had taught us there are three sins which caused the destruction of the first temple. Sins of idolatry, sexual sins, and murder. In the middle of Vayikra, we have a number of sections that speak about sexual sins. And aside from telling us a moral judgment, this is right, this is wrong, this is allowed, this is not allowed, and let's be honest, in those lists there's much more, this is not allowed, we're told another thing, that the land can't tolerate this behavior. It's introduced by saying, these are the practices of the people that are being expelled. Don't follow the practices of the land of Egypt, where we lived. Don't follow the practices of the people, the Canaanites, the people who live in the land that you're about to enter. Because the land won't tolerate this behavior. The land will vomit out this behavior. So we see right in the middle of Vayikra, which is a book which is about holiness. There's this emphasis of holiness in terms of sexual relations, of that type of interpersonal relationship. Here, at the end of Bamidbar, there is this focus on even an accidental taking of life, because the land can't possibly tolerate the spilling of blood. The more serious murder is something which also will cause not just the individual to have to wander or to leave, that will cause the people to be exiled. And the book of Devarim has so much of an emphasis, almost the entire book as it were, about idolatry. See, this is the kind of behavior which will cause our stay in the land to be very short. So we see therefore that this rabbinic sensibility, that these are three cardinal or primary sins, is really borne out from the books of Vayikra and Bamidbar and Devarim, and not exclusively. There's a lot of discussion in the prophets and the Nevi'im as well. And therefore, over here now, as we're ready, we're by the border, even the accidental taking of life, which could have been justified, or could have been explained away, even that kind of negligence is something that we as individuals and as a society are told that simply can't be tolerated. Human life has too much value.